Just when you thought it was safe to stand up and salute the flag, Uncle Sam is back with a vengeance.
A Kuwaiti military unit discovered a mass grave in the desert. They positively identified the body.
Jody, stay away from the coffin.
You never fought for your country. You just kill for the love of killing.
Now, Uncle Sam has a contract on America. Draft dodgers, watch out.
Someone's been killed.
Tax cheaters, beware.
Somebody help!
No one will ever burn another flag. Nobody will ever desecrate another grave. And no politician will ever tell another lie. And the July 4th weekend will never be the same again. Uncle Sam. He's a red-blooded, all-American nightmare. Uncle Sam wants you dead.
We the people of the United States.
Mama Decent Radio
is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove, to take a trip, to cop out.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Because America the beautiful is going to hell. We no longer make cars and TVs very well. Our economy's rigged on selling guns and making war. What happens when no one wants our products anymore? America the powerful has hit a decline. Our cities and our people are falling apart. Rich thugs with no vision trying to save their empires. New World Order Mafia with them still in charge. Got one thing left to sell, that's the World Police. A mercenary state to ensure there's no peace. We love doing your dirty work, but y'all gotta pay. Mob-style protection money to the U.S. of A.
We're from America, we're from America, where we eat our young. We're from America, we're from America, it's where Jesus was born. We're from America, we're from America, where they let you call all the faces. We're from America, we're from America, we speak American. We don't believe in credit. Because we know that we're fucking incredible. We don't believe in credibility.
December 5, motherfucker. Faithful.
We have marched and demonstrated peacefully. We have petitioned. We've written letters. We've made peaceful calls to reason. But the Arizona State Legislature, thus far, has refused to listen. By passing SB 1070, a handful of extremists within the Arizona State government have set the country on a dangerous and hateful course. It seeks to turn the entire state police force into sanctioned agents of racial profiling. It seeks to turn the entire state of Arizona into an island of hate, where to be brown is to be suspected of a crime. It targets the undocumented and the documented alike. We call upon the conscience of the nation and the world not to allow SB 1070 to become an affront to our collective dignity. Repressive laws cannot replace constitutional protections and sensible immigration reform. Hundreds of thousands of people are gathering to raise their voices and have decided to stand on the side of justice and dignity. You are in a unique position to stand on the right side of history. If SB 1070 is signed, it will sow the seeds for racism and hate, for injustice and social unrest. If there was ever a time to stand for justice and peace, that time is now. Here's what we're asking people to do to stand with our brothers and sisters in Arizona. Go to altoarizona.com and sign the petition. Thank you for listening. This is Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine.
People come up. Yeah. We're gonna turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. Now call them the ruins of this empty dream. With their borders and boots on top of us, pulling out on the floor of the toxic metropolis. But how you gonna get what you need to get? The gut eaters, blood drenched, get offensive like that. The fifth sunset, get back, proclaim the spirit of Guantanamo, alive and untamed. Now face the fog, now blasting out your speaker. One to one, fire, Mexica. The motion came to try to steal your name, but now
Enforcing America's immigration laws has always been left to the federal government, though some local police forces have been asked to help detain illegal foreigners for breaking those laws.
Out of the car!
But Arizona's legislature has now declared illegal immigration a state crime. It bars illegal residents from working or seeking work in the state, and it gives state and local law enforcement officers the power to stop and check the immigration status of anyone suspected of illegal residence. Republican legislators who all voted for the bill said it sends a clear message.
We're a nation of laws. You come into this state or this country, you come in illegally. Otherwise, you'll be arrested and be deported.
The Arizona law makes it a crime to be an undocumented immigrant in the state and allows police to question anyone they suspect of being illegal about their immigration status. Those who can't produce papers face jail and a fine.
But its proponents argue that the state needed to take action because the Obama administration is too lax in curbing illegal immigration.
Unfortunately, the federal government is backtracking, undercutting our efforts here, and we've seen evidence of that recently.
Yet in Obama's first year in office, his Homeland Security Department actually deported an average of 1,000 people a day, nearly twice the average during the term of his predecessor, George Bush. The bill's opponents said local police will be steered away from their main focus, combating violent crime.
All of these anti-immigrant legislation that come out of the Senate and come out of the House of Representatives here in Arizona has done nothing to help us. It hasn't made us a safer place or a safer community.
And the American Civil Liberties Union warned many innocent U.S. citizens, Native Americans, and lawful residents will be swept up in the application of this law because of the requirement that officers detain and investigate the immigration status of people they come across.
Maine immigration reform.
The new law has sparked angry protests all over the U.S. by people who say it's a license for racial profiling.
We in the city and county of San Francisco want to send a very clear statement to the state of Arizona. There are consequences when you target a whole group of people, when you're essentially making it a criminal act to be undocumented, something that not even federal law does.
Stop racial profiling in Arizona. All right, have a nice day.
It's not easy to fundraise for a court fight against Arizona's immigration law when a small majority of Americans actually supports it.
I had a man the other day who said, racial profiling is necessary sometimes. Go USA. And I have to look at that and wonder, what kind of America does he think we live in?
Carlos Torres wonders too. His parents are Mexican immigrants, so he's a second-generation American. Still, the Arizona law and the whole immigration debate hurt.
It's painful to see what's happening right now, but all we have to do is just basically support our people and do our best to really show America what we make for, what we're here for.
Out of the car!
At least half a dozen states are moving to copy the Arizona law, and several others considering similar moves. It was created in April, the toughest immigration law in the U.S. allowing police to detain anyone they suspect of being an illegal alien, arrest or fine them if they don't have American ID documents, and arrest anyone who hires or transports an undocumented worker. In signing the bill, Arizona's governor said she had to get tough because Washington wouldn't.
We in Arizona have been more than patient waiting for Washington to act. But decades of federal inaction and misguided policy have created a dangerous and unacceptable situation.
But a month later, President Obama, alongside his Mexican counterpart, warned he was getting ready to act against Arizona.
I think the Arizona law has the potential of being applied in a discriminatory fashion.
Now, the Los Angeles Times newspaper reports Obama may announce a legal challenge at the Supreme Court next week. A challenge arguing the Constitution only allows the federal government, and not American states, to handle immigration.
No! No! Yes!
The American team scores in the World Cup. Carlos Torres now wants Obama and the U.S. Justice Department to put the ball in Arizona's net and to strike down its immigration law.
That's what we're praying for. You know, we pretty much, like, we talk in our family, we get together, we never give up, and we pray that this actually will, you know, they'll tear it apart.
But whatever legal maneuvers there may be in the days to come, experts say Obama needs to overhaul immigration policy as a whole.
Miss, do you have a second to stop racial profiling in Arizona? Sure.
Something he campaigned on before becoming president.
Are you looking for the truth?
Tucked in this industrial zone of Tacoma, Washington, out of public view, is the Northwest Detention Center. Called a model detention facility by federal authorities, it houses immigrants caught living illegally in the U.S.
Having been inside jails before, this actually runs in fairly similar to what your county jail might be.
Exactly, and I think that's kind of the whole idea. I know a lot of people are opposed to that because we're not detaining them for criminal reasons, we're detaining them for immigration purposes. But the security and the safety, it's paramount when you have a facility like this.
When we ask why security was paramount in the case of this detainee who is cuffed and shackled,
he used his chest x-ray, so that's why he's in segregation.
We were told he refused a routine chest x-ray and medical exam upon arrival. Another detainee is seen escorted into a cell with a leather leash attached to him.
They've just crossed the border illegally, but they're being treated like criminals. How do you respond to that?
You know, these are people that we don't know who they are. Most of them, the majority, don't have identification.
Clark says the detention center follows a strict policy on the treatment of detainees as set forth under law by the U.S. Congress. Ironically, this includes paying them to work, which is illegal outside these walls and is what got many of them locked up in the first place.
Here we have people who are being detained because they're not supposed to be working, because they're supposed to be undocumented, they don't have permission to work, and yet the federal government is employing them to perform tasks within the facility. You know, federal government telling people you can't work here, but we'll employ you when it's convenient for us to employ you.
I'm locked up here. I can't talk to anybody.
When these detainees tried telling us about conditions here, officials told them contact with the news media was prohibited without prior clearance.
No, you cannot do that. You cannot do that.
Though clearly many were eager to talk.
I just don't understand the fight against terrorism in the United States, and they're terrorizing us.
Immigrants are held here anywhere from 3 days to several weeks, and some up to 3 months, waiting for their deportation cases to be heard in court. Their legal rights, say critics, are often not fully protected.
90% of the people who complete their deportation case there are not represented by an attorney. And when you are not represented by an attorney, people who have valid claims, for example, an asylum claim, have a much lesser chance of being able to have those claims validated.
At this detention facility in Washington State, there are nearly 900 detainees. More than 50 of them are women.
Many of them are mothers facing deportation and a painful separation from children born in the U.S.
Yay!
Before immigration lawyers won her release, Ileana Ariola, a mother of two, had been caught working illegally at a fast food restaurant.
Why this happened to me? Why? You know, I'm just a single mother. I'm a woman and a person who just want to be better. Something, how to have something better for me, for my baby.
She spent 3 months in a cell like this one with another female detainee.
When you lose your dignity, you lose everything. You hope. Your dreams.
Immigrants' rights groups are urging Congress to come up with a more humane alternative for detainees, like monitoring them electronically at home.
And until the system changes.
That's what we have available to us at this time, you know.
Hard time in jail, many here say, for trying to make a better life for themselves and their families in America.
Alberto hits his brother on the back of the head. Looks to the north as he starts to get up. His brother, still sleepy, grumbles, "It's not light yet. If you want a new life, what's a few minutes' wait? Darkness on the road and over the land, into the laws and out of the hand. And no show of heart, you think it'd be crazy to ask for a small part. And feasting on snakes. The waters recede as the dump closes in, revealing a whole lake of sleeping children. Poison in the stream that flows to the sea. Out on the waves that crash within reach. Those with so much, so little fear, you'd think it'd be crazy. So far away, yet so near. Some say a new day will shine here. On these catastrophes and horrors of misfortune, all across the wide the coyote's trail and dodging the border patrol. Out in the wastelands, wandering for days, the future looks bleak with no sign of change. Darkness in the eye and down in the soul, all across the wire to those in control. Holding so much with no show of heart, you think it'd be crazy to watch it all fall apart. Oh, watch it all fall apart.
It's been 4 years since Maria Luis Couté was deported from the United States. She now lives in Joyabá, a town in the Guatemalan highlands. Maria belongs to the Maya indigenous community, and time has not healed the pain she feels every time she thinks of what she left back in the United States.
They are my children, but now I'm being told that they're not mine anymore, but I will continue to fight.
Maria was an illegal immigrant in Nebraska. She is the mother of Daniel and Angelica. In 2005, social services received a report from a neighbor that Maria's youngest daughter, Angelica, was sick and that the child's mother had supposedly failed to take her for follow-up medical care. U.S. officers visited Maria's home that day. Afraid of being deported, she lied and said she was the babysitter.
I did not mistreat them. I did not beat them. I only left them with a person I trusted and went to work. I love them with all my heart.
Maria was sent to jail and later deported. Her children were put with a foster family.
It's because I'm poor and I live here. But that's not enough for them to take my kids away.
It's not clear how many children in the United States share a similar fate to that of Maria's. Lawyers and human rights advocates are saying that more and more cases are popping up across the country as the crackdowns against illegal immigrants continue.
Last year, Maria went back to the U.S. for a hearing on the children's custody. There, she formally lost parental rights. This pastor went with her. He wanted to help Maria prove that if the children were to be brought back to Guatemala, they would have a home, an education, and health care.
It seemed to me like the time I was given to give my testimony was minimal, and it was held to like very last, like if we can get away without having this guy testify, it'll be fine, okay? But I just felt like, you know, things were already decided before there was even a trial.
Maria's lawyers appealed the decision, and unlike other cases in the country, after years of fighting, she won. But time moves slowly, and while the U.S. courts finalize the details, she continues to wait in this small town in Guatemala to hear the news of when she will get her children back. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Joyabá.
Police are allowed to demand identification of anybody that they have a, quote, reasonable suspicion.
And so the state of Arizona now has a new law requiring
the toughest immigration rules in the country now
of anyone who looks like they might be an illegal immigrant.
Arizona's new anti-illegal immigration law is stirring up debate nationally.
I can tell you that I think that there are laws in Arizona that don't make any sense.
Will only open the door to irresponsibility by others.
I will now sign Senate Bill 10-7.
The talk of the town.
My brothers and sisters, it's time to ride. Arizona, the revolution will be televised. Oh, you thought we were just gonna sit back and not say nothing? Well, guess what? You push us, we push back. Then they say the strength in numbers. Well, I brought a few friends with me, and we got something to say.
Racism is alive and thriving in Arizona. 1070 is heartless, we need us an organ donor. Jan Brewer must be in a coma. She needs to come to her senses instead of her self-interest. This is one instance why I despise the government. Russell Pierce, Sheriff Joe, and the Republicans. I admit it, I don't get it how they look at things. They make a vein of Pride of Chavez and Dr. King. Racial profiling never been okay. Why you sign it into law like it would be okay? Bad had enough. Cops stop us because of the cars that we drive. Worse enough, it's a recession. We're just trying to survive.
So let's sit down, relax, and do the equation list. If there's 42 million Hispanics, then why this? If there's 37 blacks and 2 million Indians, what was Christopher Columbus? Citizen or
alien?
We had 93 million miles away from the sun. The government is not a god. It can only be one. How can you build up a wall or try to pass a law when God said we inherit the earth? We're the caretakers of this land ever since birth. You want to be racist? Then what is it worth when America is rightfully a melting pot? And this immigration bill, yo, it needs to stop.
Young activists poisoning the young people. Yeah. They gave Joe power guide to judge people. What? Federal overrules, they declare it's not equal as hate. How can you tell my face? I don't belong to the state. Obama rescue AC. Let's do it. That was already hard enough to be an MC. No CDs on the corner. They hate my persona. Now they seeing that it's legal. Watch the people's like I have an owner. I'm far past disgusted. No discussion needed. We told the bill what the wise is. So conceited. Fuck saving face. This is treason. I won't bow and grace all election. I see it in force's face. So light a lighter for my people. My fight is a secret to pass a bill that wasn't equal. Was a spitting for my people. If I gotta build a steeple building, I'm doing my part to fight for the people.
First of all, McCain need a cane. No Republican ass, just gonna lead a game. Fool, we all delete your name. Corny ass, don't need to speak the same. Chilling in the street of flames, looking at us all like it's we you blame. Then it's Jan Brewer. And when I look at Shep Show and them conversations, I be thinking that man's screwer. They like Barney and Clyde before the crown reason. Fuck you, little stupid ass Bill. It's black and brown season. All you're doing is sitting us back 100 years, flex again. But what would you do without a Mexican? Man, we do all of the dirty jobs. Now they wanna spit in our face like we're disgraced, unworthy slime. They uneducated. I mean, it's school over. When's a professional to illegally do a pullover? They're working with no style. And either Twitter, Facebook, or MySpace, the only time we should be profiled.
Governor Brewer, town full of brown, city smell like manure. Budget in the sewer tax, everybody ass, everybody mad ass, everybody pass 48 from Guadalupe. You may also hear in Mesa or Payson, Apache Junction. Our people can't function, light rail rolling. We can't get no road fix, pothole, bottle, angry cause they pops gone. Deported, he worked for less than minimum wage and never made a fortune. There's pigs on every road, I know that some are gonna be scorching. Shortness of breath, driving, I gotta focus. If not, I could get stopped, so I'm watching for the cops.
I despise the 5-0, no one give me chance for survival, eh? Yeah, and when I see Sheriff Joe, he's what to put him face on the floor. For all my people in the struggle who just trying to give, for all my people in the struggle who are trying to live, for all my people in the struggle who just want to survive, for all my people in the struggle, put your hands to the sky and say, trust me, never want to be depressed. Mexicans and niggas when we become the aggressor. So we must find a way to unite and make them the lesser. Then it would take the whole damn world to arrest us. No, you don't want us to start up in this or upset us. Or we'll find a way to remind you that life is precious. See, we just want our freedom and our right to find success in the land of the free and the place where God bless.
Free!
Lead us in.
Okay, okay. So now y'all see where we go with this. Drastic times call for drastic measures. Yeah. We will be heard by any means.
Today, it appears much hasn't changed. They dress a little different, but they act just the same. It's an all-out war on all with a brown face. So this is my PSA. Focus the camera as I address the state. 1070 is code for hate. We're still being oppressed in this day and age.
I swear on mi abuela, yo apoyo me la pelas. He's not Latino, so I guess he must be jealous. You wanna see my ID, so you can check my legal status. How about I pull off a 9 and show you the apparatus? Don't need papers for that. So you hear the click clack, you invaded my hood. Where all my people's at? This is bang bang, shoot 'em up in my southwest. Go ahead and send me your best. I hope you're packing your vest. This ain't no way in hell you'll have me under arrest. You better call in distress. You know, call for backup. I'm a pissed off Latino. Don't tell 'em how I'ma act up. You calling it a roundup? Well, I'm calling this a rapper.
African.
Mexican, Israelite brothers, y'all better prepare for this new war order. Try to take your social security, make it your ID, then give you another 9 C's. You put 9 and 9 together, that's 18. You break that up in 3 ways, that's 6666 shit. And yo, I ain't having it. I'm ready to go, ready to roll, ready to get out this hole. Ready to go, I'm stuck in Babylon's asshole. Smelling shit, they tryna put a chip up in the nigga quick. To 70 is just a big part of this. Open your eyes on the past laws,
you know
don't
the whole world is watching. Let me take you down to AZ. These shady politicians making laws like they crazy. They call it 1070, I'll tell you what it is. A bunch of racial profiling cause the color of your skin. They say it won't happen cause it's written in the law. Man, I'm sitting here laughing, thinking you are so wrong. Think about it for a second, we already getting profiled. But now they made it legal, so these cops about to go wild. Reason of suspicion is the brown color skin. Cops giving so much power, so you really can't win. Now who's gonna stop them? And that's the real problem. Get these clowns out of office, cause nobody wants
Rich Rico. They wanna send me back, they wanna see me gone. They can't deport us all, we gotta stand strong. Being Mexican shouldn't be a crime. Even if I jaywalk, now I'm out of line. They wanna send us back to a fucking genocide. Drive without a seatbelt, they wanna give us life. They don't understand what this white devil's doing. They're making our pile stronger than a Bible.
It's degrading how we're just sitting back waiting. Patient as they cast us out like Satan. I'm debating hard as racial people slurs and statement. Just be patient as I deliver my statement. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of racism, armado with the whole army of brown faces. They trying to take us out, but they never will replace us. You're gonna fuck around and get beat some new cases. I'm an AZ native, tell me why they hate it. They trying to lock us up and throw away the key to slavers. Pull us over and ask us for our legal documentation. But I'ma flip the fuck out and leave them on the pavement. I'm hating every politician in the nation. You facing the biggest fucking war in the nation, including every brown, black, white, brother, and Haitian. And it's a fucking problem. Remember our faces, calmado.
Video has emerged from Monday's controversial fatal shooting of a Mexican teenager who was throwing rocks at U.S. Border Patrol agents.
15-year-old Sergio Adrian Hernandez was only the latest victim of the Border Patrol at the Texas-Mexico border. The 15-year-old was shot in the head and the eye by Border Patrol agents who claimed that they were just defending themselves against rock-throwing illegal aliens. It turns out that Sergio was shot on the Mexican side of the border.
However, a number of folks have died there under various circumstances. Some people have drowned. Some people have been, in the case of Sergio Adrian Hernandez Huereca, he was killed, as you described, point blank, by a Border Patrol agent. So it's a very, very interesting and very violent space, as we see the mix of people, but also the sort of state repression that exists there in all its forms.
Now, the Border Patrol says that they were defending themselves against a stone-throwing mob. Witness says the young man, the 15-year-old young Mexican, was actually shot in the head while he was sitting down and wasn't throwing anything.
Americans, I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Generals in America. Johnny wants a brain, Johnny wants to suck on a coke. Johnny wants a woman, Johnny wants to think of a joke. Johnny's in America.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm
I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
FM, freakradio.org. Covering the immigration issue here. That was Nine Inch Nails with David Bowie with I'm Afraid of Americans. We also heard Nine Inch Nails with Saul Williams in there with Gunshots by Computer. L7, American Society. Heard a little special 4th of July mix coming up, 4th of July 2010. There are a number of artists that are musicians that are, and activists that are joining forces to take a stand against immigration law in Arizona. SB 1070 requires local authorities to determine a person's immigration status if he or she is being suspected of being an undocumented person. Groups like Cypress Hill, Los Tigres del Norte, Kane West, Cali 13, as well as Oscar-winning filmmaker Michael Moore, signed on to the campaign, which was announced today. Johnny wants fans of our music, our stories, our films, our words can be pulled over and harassed every day because they are brown or black, or for the way they speak, or the music they listen to, wrote Rage Against the Machine singer, lead singer Zach De La Roca in an open letter. People who are poor, this law opens the door for them to be shaken down, or even worse, detained and deported while just trying to travel home from school or from work, or when they just roll out with their friends. The website is asking for additional artists to sign on boycott of Arizona and hopes fans will sign on online petition calling for the law special repeal. Other artists already joined: Serge Tankian, Raise Against, Oza Motley, Sabretooth Tiger, Massive Attack, One Day as Lion, Street Sweeper, Social Club, Spank Rock, Sonic Youth, and Tenacious D. Joe Satriani. And listening to Nine Inch Nails, who also joined the campaign against the Arizona immigration law, coming out and doing so. Played Zach De La Roca earlier. He did a PSA you can find on YouTube. It's Alto, Arizona.
AltoArizona.com.
So here is some Rage Against Machine with Freedom.
On the level of our unconsciousness,
for example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Stay tuned, folks. Coming right up is Al Jazeera live newscast for 3 o'clock here on Freak Radio. That's right, celebrating 4th of July as well. Stay tuned. We got more up on the G20 stuff coming up. Hopefully, an interview soon and more.
Bring them on.
America number one.
This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language.
America number one.
It is the American way.
Unelected white male land-holding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote.
It is the American way.
This country was founded by slave owners who wanted to be free.
It is the American way.
America number one.
Way.
The American way.
Way.
Bring them on.
Way.
The American way.
A group of slave owners who wanted to be free. So they killed a lot of white English people in order to continue owning their black African people so they could wipe out the rest of the red Indian people and move west and steal the rest of the land from the brown Mexican people, giving them a place to take off and drop their nuclear weapons on the yellow Japanese people. You know what the motto? You know what the motto of this country ought to be? You give us a color, we'll wipe it out.
Bring them on.
This is a warlike country. We come from that Northern European, basically the Northern European genes, the blue eyes, those blue eyes. Boy, everybody in the world learned real quick, didn't they? When those blue eyes sail out of the north, you better nail everything down, motherfucker. And it's a warlike country, come on. I mean, forget foreign policy, even the domestic rhetoric is warlike. Everything about our domestic policy invokes the thought of war. We don't like something in this country, we declare war on it. The war on poverty, the war on drugs, the war on crime, the war on AIDS, the war on cancer. We got the only national anthem that mentions fucking rockets and bombs in the goddamn thing. You know what I mean?
Bring them on.
America number one.
I like rock and roll.
America number one.
It's the ultimate rush.
Pumped up, motivated, ready to go.
America number one. America number one.
From my cold, dead hand.
America number one.
Bring
defiance to the flag of the United Snakes of Captivity and to the Republic for which it stands, I dip it in kerosene and stick it up the ass of you know who and light it!
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
I pledge defiance.
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I pledge defiance. One nation under God or else. One nation under Wall Street.
Consumption is being standardized.
One nation of sedated tabloid robots who actually believe what they see on TV. One nation drowning in its own garbage.
Deplete the planet and move on to another.
Indivisible from the fall of Rome. With liberty and justice for all who can't afford it. I pledge defiance. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Old Glory, the Yankee swastika. Whenever I see you, I see red. Whenever I see you, I see red. The Yankee swastika. I pledge defiance to the United Snakes of Captivity. Be a patriot, a good patriot. The one that cares about their country more than forcing people to worship a flag. And take the swastika, the Yankee swastika, and let it burn, 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 baby, burn. The Yankee swastika, I pledge defiance.
The government is a bunch of corrupt thieves, rapists, robbers.
I pledge defiance.
Don't you forget it. They scared of my rifle. Wait till I can hear an atomic bomb.
This government sickens me.
You got black brothers over there fighting yellow people for the white man.
People have to hate something, so they better hate the government. People hate and fear the government.
Something wrong, brother.
I pledge defiance. I pledge defiance.
Something wrong, brother, you better get your mind together.
I pledge defiance.
Something wrong, brother, you better get your mind together.
I pledge defiance.